KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources late Tuesday evening updated our earlier report about a possible fertilizer spill near Red Oak. Authorities say they were investigating two reports of pollutant releases. Nature's Alpine Solutions reported a release of an unknown amount of fertilizer Tuesday afternoon. City officials closed a floodgate to prevent further fertilizer from reaching the Nishnabotna River. It's unknown whether the fertilizer actually reached the river. The DNR staff was working with the facility and the Montgomery County Emergency Response. But to be safe, Red Oak residents are advised to keep children and pets away from the waterway behind the Nature's building. The second report involves ammonia found near a culvert in Red Oak. The source of the ammonia is not known and was being investigated. The DNR says it will continue to monitor the river and clean up as needed. An investigation by authorities in Shelby County has led to the arrest of the city clerk in Defiance. The sheriff's office said yesterday 37-year-old Kristen Wagner of Defiance allegedly used the city's credit and debit card to make numerous purchases of merchandise for her personal use. The purchases exceeded $5,000. The loss was discovered following a review of bank transactions associated with the city's credit and debit card, which revealed several misappropriated withdrawals. It's not clear when the purchases began and what Wagner allegedly bought with the card. She was taken into custody on Monday and charged with felony second-degree theft and has since posted a $5,000 bond before being released. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday it received many reports over the past several days about loud explosions or gunshots being fired. Authorities say the noises appear to have originated in the northwest part of Guthrie Center. Late Monday night, officers were able to pinpoint and identify the source of the explosions. Guthrie Center Police Chief Rod Pavelka said Roseacre Farms is using a device intended to keep the migratory birds away from their water treatment lagoons due to the avian flu spreading closer to the county. The device uses propane and fires off a burst, which is essentially a small explosion. The location of the device is high enough on the hills behind Roseacres. The sound travels easily into town and echoes off many metal buildings. Pavelka said the device will primarily be used during dawn and dusk periods during the day. The explosions pose no danger to the citizens, but are a minor irritation from the noise. The explosions are also fairly random, but again are harmless. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating a shooting that took place early Tuesday morning. Authorities say 31-year-old Aaron Cadell of Council Bluffs walked into the emergency room at Jenny Edmondson Memorial Hospital at around 2:40 a.m., suffering from a gunshot wound to his right ankle. He was treated at the hospital and released. Cadell told police he'd been walking east on Canesville Boulevard near the intersection with Main Street when he heard a pop and was shot. The bullet allegedly came from someone in a red car that was also traveling east on Canesville Boulevard. Cadell was unable to provide any information about the occupants of the vehicle or a better description of the vehicle itself. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-STOP. You can remain anonymous and are eligible for a cash reward if the information leads to an arrest and a conviction. And officials with Hy-Vee Incorporated issued a recall Tuesday for Hy-Vee Summer Fresh Pasta Salad, which is sold in the store's kitchen department, cold cases, and salad bars. The Omaha World-Herald reports the recall was issued due to potential contamination with listeria. It came after Hy-Vee was notified that the frozen vegetables used to make the ready-to-eat pasta were potentially contaminated. Inventure Foods of Jefferson, Georgia, produced the frozen vegetables. Listeria can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail or elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. Although healthy individuals may suffer only short-term symptoms such as a high fever, severe headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea, Listeria infection can cause miscarriages and stillbirths among pregnant women. The summer fresh pasta salad is packaged upon customer request from the kitchen cold case and would have been packaged in 16-ounce or 1-pound or 32 ounces, 2-pound clear plastic containers. A light tan scale produced label with the product name, weight, and price would have been affixed to the container. The recalled product was available between April the 9th and this past Monday, April 27. Hy-Vee has since pulled the ready-to-eat summer fresh pasta salad from its distribution channels and the stores in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, and South Dakota to which it was distributed. All stores that received the product have been instructed to dispose of it. To date, Hy-Vee has not received any complaints associated with the salad. Customers who purchased the recalled pasta salad from the Hy-Vee Kitchen Department cold case or salad bar between April 9th and 27th should dispose of the product or return it to the store for a refund. If you have any questions, you can call 800-772-4098. And in our funeral announcements this morning, Vera Sassy, age 93, of Griswold, died Saturday. Funeral services for Vera Sassy will be today at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Bernice Simmons, age 94, of Cumberland, died Friday. Funeral services for Bernice Simmons will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Neoma Anderson, age 91, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Neoma Anderson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Howard Stoll, age 83, of Orient, died Saturday. Funeral services for Howard Stoll will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Leroy Otto Miller, age 81, who's formerly of Harlan, died Monday at Emanuel Medical Center. Funeral services for Leroy Miller will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Carol Bernita Nelson Christensen, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died April the 18th. Funeral services for Carol Christensen will be Friday at 2 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mary Ann Chantry, age 86, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Mary Ann Chantry will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Dwayne McClelland, age 74, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dwayne McClelland will be this Saturday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Bernice Potter, age 98, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bernice Potter are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Edwina Umphress, age 63, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Edwina Umphress are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Wilburn Morris, age 92, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at his granddaughter's home in Greenfield. Funeral services for Wilburn Morris are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.